This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of Brazil's most popular singers and a Latin Grammy winner died Friday in an airplane crash on her way to a concert. Mariela Mendonça was 26 and performed country music in Brazil. She was known for tackling feminist issues in her songs and calling for female empowerment. Mendonça's news office confirmed her death in a statement and said four other passengers on the flight also died. The plane crashed between Mendonça's hometown and a small city in a state located north of Rio de Janeiro. The UN Security Council called for an end to the intensifying and expanding conflict in Ethiopia Friday and for unhindered access to humanitarian aid to tackle the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade in the war-torn Tigray region. The UN's most powerful body expressed serious concern about the impact of the conflict on the stability of the country and the wider region, also called on all parties to refrain from inflammatory hate speech and incitement to violence and divisiveness. The news statement was approved by the 15 council members the day after the first anniversary of the war in northern Tigray region that has killed thousands of people. Pfizer says its experimental pill for COVID-19 cut rates of hospitalization and death by nearly 90% among patients with mild to moderate infections. The company announced Friday it will soon ask the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and international regulators to authorize its pill, which is taken twice a day for 5 days. This is VOA News. Testimony by prosecution witnesses on Friday in the case of Danny Fenster, a U.S. journalist who has been detained in Myanmar for more than 5 months, established that official records did not accurately reflect where he was employed, according to his lawyer. The point may be crucial because it appears that Fenster is being prosecuted for alleged offenses by a news outlet at least 7 months after he stopped working for the outlet. Authorities have not clearly described what Fenster is accused of doing, and his trial is closed to the media and the public. He was detained at Yangon International Airport May 24th as he was about to board a flight to go to the Detroit area in the United States to see his family. He is a managing editor of Frontier Myanmar, an online news magazine based in Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city. The United Kingdom has rejected European Union proposals to streamline the trade on goods in Northern Ireland as insufficient. The situation further aggravates a standoff between both sides and brings the prospect of a post-Brexit trade war closer. The UK government said after unsuccessful talks between its negotiator, David Frost, and his EU counterpart, that the offers to revamp the Northern Ireland deal did not currently deal effectively with the fundamental difficulties. An influential LGBT advocacy group in China that has spearheaded many of the legal cases pushing for greater rights is halting its work amid growing restrictions on social activism. LGBT Rights Advocacy China announced it was ceasing all activities and shutting down its social media accounts. In an announcement on social media Thursday, the group declined to say exactly why. Homosexuality is not a crime in China, and in bigger cities, there's a vibrant social scene where LGBT individuals can socialize without much fear or discrimination, but restrictions on advocacy groups and online censorship have grown. The number of bodies recovered from a collapsed high-rise apartment building in Nigeria's most populous city has risen to 36, and emergency officials told the Associated Press. The Nigeria National Emergency Management Agency said that 15 more bodies have been recovered from the site in Lagos since Wednesday afternoon, including two early reported by the AP. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.